Jim Cerny from New York Rangers, the blueshirts.com, the Ranger reporter, joins us. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you boys today?
Good. Now, I know this time of year, upper, lower body. What's the St. Louis injury? When it happened?
Well, it happened last night, late in the third period after their 2-1 win over Florida. I kind of got tied up after a hit that was definitely to the lower body. I would venture to guess that it was the knee by the way he was moving around. But the Rangers officially are saying just lower body, 10 to 14 days. And my take on this is, especially with how well the Rangers are playing right now, and, you know, certainly a playoff spot is pretty much solidified. The only question is where they're going to finish in the standing. You know, Marty Saint-Louis has been showing a little bit of wear and tear and has kind of slowed down the second half of the season while the rest of the team has taken off. I don't see this as the worst-case scenario for the Rangers to let him, you know, be off by Smith games for, you know, 10 days, 14 days, whatever it's going to be. I think it actually might benefit him and give him a little boost come playoff time.
Okay. The Rangers with this recent push, and they've done it without Henrik Lundqvist. You know, Cam Talbot, at first, while he was getting wins, his save percentage was terrible. But Cam Talbot, who I know is under contract, though, you know, I'm sure Glenn Sather will be getting a lot of phone calls from teams now in the summertime seeing if he'd part ways with Cam Talbot.
Yeah, you would think so, right? You know, that's looking to be a pretty prudent move by Glenn Sather. You know, Talbot would have been an unrestricted free agent this summer. But back in, I forget if it was November or December, but earlier in the season, he agreed to a one-year contract extension. And his thinking at the time, Talbot's thinking, is, you know what, I've hardly played in the NHL. Yes, you know, I'm 28 years old and unrestricted free agency is appealing. But you know what, I'm learning behind Henrik Lundqvist, best or one of the best in the business. You know, I only have a year plus of NHL time. Let me continue to develop, and then I'll be an unrestricted free agent the following year, and I'll be a little bit more experienced. Well, no way you could have predicted what's taking place here in the second half of the season where, you know, Henrik goes down February 2nd, and Talbot not only gets the experience, the playing time of playing all these games, but boy, has he been good. And you know, you were right on. At the beginning, when Henrik was first out, Talbot was not overly sharp. But I've got to tell you, these last 3 weeks or so, he has been absolutely fantastic. And certainly the last week to 2 weeks, he's been as good pretty much as any goalie in the game right now. You know, he's allowed 6 goals in his last 6 starts, never more than 2 in a game. And the only time he allowed more than 2 was in an overtime 2-1 loss to Detroit. He has been terrific. A godsend. His, you could argue, has, you know, saved the Rangers this season. Because certainly when Henrik went down and the word was he was going to miss about 6 weeks or so, there was a lot of doom and gloom from, you know, the Ranger fans here in New York. And instead, the Rangers have just kept rolling along. They've only lost 2 games in regulation since Henrik's been out of the lineup, which is just, you know, it's just an unreal statistic.
Well, they, you know what, Henrik Lundqvist getting all of this rest can be a good thing for sure for the Rangers. What's the timeline? Obviously, he'll want to get some games in before the end of the regular season, Jim. When are they expecting him back? And do you think Alain Vigneault, who's been through this situation before, you know, with the veteran goalie and then a young guy coming up, I wonder how he would handle it if Lundqvist maybe struggled.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly a great question. The Rangers, you know, I'll answer the first part first. You know, the Rangers have not indicated when Henrik is likely going to return to practice. Now, really, ever since the injury occurred, and it was, you know, there was a blood clot issue after his head snapped back after he got hit in the throat with a shot back on February 2nd, pretty much ever since that happened, Henrik has been working out on his own. So his conditioning is at a very high level. You know, he's been able to do all the off-ice work. He has been on ice as well for several weeks now. He's been taking shots, but only shots lower than the waist. Basically, it's goalie coach Benoit Lair shooting into the pads of Henrik. But he's been doing a lot of on-ice work with Benoit Lair to maintain his conditioning. only thing he has yet to do, and certainly it's a big step, is practice with the team and take shots above the waist.
Okay.
So Alain Vigneault said the other day, he thinks that it's not going to take long. Once Henrik is cleared to practice with the team, he doesn't think it's going to take that long for Henrik then to be cleared to play in game. And certainly, I would think that Henrik probably wants at least a couple weeks worth of games down the stretch before the playoffs start to kind of get his mojo back. But to part two of your question, you know, if he struggles, and if he struggles mightily, and if he's way off his game, and here you have Talbot, you know, just playing as well as I said, as any goalie in the game these last couple weeks, what do you do? I think when push comes to shove, I think you have to err on the side. Game one, whoever the Rangers play, first round of the playoff, I would have to think you have to err on the side of starting Henrik Lundqvist.
Jim Cernan joins us from New York, talking Rangers, currently sitting in first place in the East and tied for first place in the entire NHL. Last year, the Rangers finished the season with 96 points. Obviously, they're going to surpass that this year. They were the number five seed, the second seed in the Metropolitan last season. And you know, I'm not sure many people felt at the start of the playoffs they would go all the way to the Stanley Cup final. This year, it's a lot different. Everybody I talk to out East is saying, man, the Rangers are the best team in the East. The Rangers are the best team in the East. Jim, what do you see collectively as the biggest difference or improvement from this year regular season Rangers to last year?
Well, what happened, I think, this year was the Rangers were able to find their groove much, much quicker than they did a year ago. You know, last year, you know, some injuries at the beginning of the season, though they had that this year as well. But, you know, Alain Vigneault was still, you know, instilling a new, drastically different system from the way the team had played the previous several years under John Tortorella. Henrik Lundqvist got off to a very slow start last year. Many people forget that. And really, the team did not find its groove until after the Christmas holiday break. So you're talking, you know, more than 3 months into the season before the team began to find its stride. Now, when they found their stride, they were in the second half of the season last year as good as any team in the Eastern Conference and close to as good as any team in the entire league. There were probably a couple teams out west that were still playing a bit better. But Rangers entered the playoffs playing some very, very good hockey. And, you know, they were a hot team heading into the playoffs. The difference this year is that they found their groove much sooner. Since December 8th, the Rangers are 33-7-3. I mean, that is a ridiculous mark over a 43-game stretch. 33 wins, 7 regulation losses, and 3 overtime losses. So not only did they find their groove a little bit sooner this year, but their groove is even better than the groove they were in the second half of last year. And I think this is a team that's extremely motivated by near misses the last few years. The core of this team, Henrik Lundqvist, Mark Stahl, Dan Girardi, you know, Ryan McDonagh, the real core, Derek Stepan, the real core of this team, you know, went to the Eastern Conference Final in 2012, fell short. Then in 2013, they got bounced in the second round. Last year, they regrouped, different coach. They made it to the Stanley Cup Final, but they did not win it all. So they have a ton, their core has a ton of playoff experience and near misses these last few years. And I think that is really fueling them, you know, fueling that hunger and feeding into that this season. This is a team that is very, very passionate about getting back to the final again and getting another whack at it, and this time not falling short.
Jim, always good to catch up with you. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the final few weeks of the regular season. Should be great. And if you had your pick, because I know the Rangers would never ask, who do you think is the best first-round matchup for the Rangers?
It never do you want to answer that question, because it always comes back and bites you in the rear end. I can make a case for all the teams they want to avoid. if there's one, I think you want to finish in first place, at least in the Metropolitan Division, if not in the entire Eastern Conference. I think you want to get one of the wild cards, and that's no knock on Washington, who, of course, has the hottest goal scorer in the league right now, and certainly no knock on Boston, who's playing red hot and plays a style, I think that would give the Rangers some trouble. But I think you want to finish in first place if you're the Rangers. I think you'd much rather get one of the wild card teams, Boston or Washington, in the first round. I don't think right away you want to have to play the Islanders or Pittsburgh in the first round.
Jim, appreciate it again. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. You have a great day.